Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Artificial systems have been created to inject into your body and mutate your cells. A corporate takeover of your very DNA. Meanwhile, all across Europe and in the Pacific and Australia, they are now surrounding apartment complexes, not letting anyone out for 6 weeks so far. Anyone trying to leave is arrested, and now they're going and preparing them for forced inoculations. Here's the news report, whitewashing it, from Melbourne, Australia.
Their last moments of freedom before the curfew came into effect. The new measures are the country's strictest to date. Melbourne is already under a six-week lockdown, but the infection numbers are still rising. Victoria's premier has now declared a state of disaster.
We can no longer have people visiting others. We can no longer have people simply out and about.
By the way, almost no deaths.
Whatsoever.
It's all a hoax.
It is not an easy decision to make, but
martial law.
A decision that is necessary, and that is why I have made it. Police will be out in force. You will be stopped, and you will be asked, and you will need to demonstrate that you are lawfully out and that you are not breaching that curfew.
The premier said people are not taking the virus seriously enough. Officials reported that one quarter of those who recently tested positive had violated lockdown rules.
And they're not dying. They know it's a fraud.
Authorities now have greater powers over Melbourne's 5 million residents. Additional restrictions for workplaces are to be announced.
By the way, they're bringing in people that aren't Australian to be the police.
Home order will
bring
be in effect
from China,
for
they're very happy to take over.
Weeks.
For more on this story, I'm joined by Andre Leslie. He's a journalist with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
They're all at home. It's all part of the hoax.
Why has Melbourne in particular been so badly affected when compared with the rest of the country?
But it's not been, you lying monster.
Rebecca, I think it's pretty generally acknowledged that it's got something to do with some of these early outbreak cases around the quarantine hotels as people were coming back into Australia after COVID-19 broke out around the world. Australia was able to control the outbreaks here pretty well, I think, as maybe some viewers know. But what happened in the quarantine hotels in Victoria was that private security firms were used to look after people in those hotels. Standards weren't maintained. And from there, COVID-19 went out into the community. It then spread into some public housing estates in northern Melbourne, which are a little bit more prevalent in those parts of Australia's second biggest city. And then there was a big problem with family gatherings as well. So those three factors seem to play a particular role in Victoria, which didn't happen in other states. Now, the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says people have been going to work too much over the last couple of weeks when they should have known better, when they were either feeling slightly unwell or they were in close contact with someone with coronavirus. So a little bit of now a shifting of personal blame onto people as well.
Okay, now this is of course a second lockdown. Australia was in an initial lockdown when most of the rest of the world also was. Now this is an even more tightening of the restrictions from the first and an extension of that lockdown. Now can the economy cope with this extension?
Well, you'd expect that the nighttime economy won't be able to cope in Victoria if in Melbourne they're shutting down from 8 p.m. till 5 a.m. every night, which they're going to do now for 6 weeks. I think they'll be very affected. I think restaurants and things like that will struggle. They'll probably do some takeaway and those sorts of things. Cafes, a big part of Melbourne life, will probably shut down in many parts. Supermarkets and basic services will continue, but the question for many Victorians is what sort of business will be deemed essential, and I think that's getting reviewed over the next 48 hours so they can give some clarity to people as to whether they can keep their business running or not.
All right, journalist Andre Leslie in Sydney, thanks very much for the update.
Thanks. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember we told you once you accept the first lockdown, they let it off a little and then squeeze you even tighter again until, again, you totally submit and take the forced inoculation, the digital tracker in your phone, and if you really want to be cool, the chip under the skin. A lot of the new vaccines they're coming out with will actually have the little nanotech in it, so it's like, oh, we scanned you, it says it's in you. This is all part of the artificial corporate takeover of your body. It's all part of your sterilization. That's why they're being given liability protection in this whole thing. We'll be right back on the other side. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, last hour I really got into what makes the world turn and the spiritual fight we're under that everybody now sees as real. But I want to hit something really important here before I get the number out and take calls in the next few hours. For the next few hours. And it's that you see them saying churches are non-essential, family gatherings are bad, anything traditional, anything pro-human, anything where we come together is bad for the greater good. But if it's to abolish the police department, if it's to open the borders up, if it's to kill white people, well, then whether it's in England or whether it's in Australia or whether it's in the United States or Canada or Germany, then it's a good thing. Oh, we need to bring in unlimited migrants, even though supposedly all of them have COVID or 70% have it because they've all had the flu or a cold the last 10 years. Again, that's all a hoax admitted. Medical doctors try to come out, expose it, they get banned, but not Dr. Gates because he's not a doctor. He's a globalist front man for the cartel, the anti-human cartel. So when you see them doing things like this, you have to understand, they're coming in. Soros didn't spend of U.S. taxpayer money. That's where he really got it all. Through the State Department, through Obama and the Clinton era and Bush era deals. He didn't spend billions of dollars overthrowing Ukraine to then just let it go back to the control of the people. They didn't spend billions of dollars electing over 500 county attorneys and circuit court attorneys like Tim Gardner in St. Louis, or the new district attorney in Austin, who actually praises Soros, got $600,000 from him, and actually says they're going to abolish the police and that white people are bad. He's a Hispanic extremist. Well, of course, if you got the third world you control the UN, you control the migration routes, you fill brown people full of hate of whites, you bring them in with a political motion, you abolish the police and then take it back over yourself and make it all race-based, and then take the wealth away from the middle class by branding it white, even though the top 9 slots in the U.S. for wealth are Asian groups. Chinese, South Korean, Indian. The list goes on and on. White people don't even show up on the list till after Muslims, Arabs. Look it up. Who are also counted as Asian. Did you know that? An Arab is counted as Asian. Because it's a kind of crossroads of the planet. African, Caucasian, and Asian is really what an Arab is. Some more white, some more black, some more Asian. We have all the variations. But they're listed as Asian. So down here on the totem pole, there's 9 groups above the evil devil white. When you're talking about general wealth of the general average person. Now, the billionaires are mainly white. Some could be German, some Jewish, some there's some Asian, you know, a lot of Asian billionaires as well. There's a few African billionaires, but they're all part of the global cabal that's anti-human. So they're teaching us all to hate each other, want to kill each other over resources, when there's an evil anti-human force directing it all. But still, if you're a black guy and the super rare event, you're in some town and the KKK does something to you, it's still racist whites coming after you. If you're a white person and the incredibly common, if you're a white person and the incredibly common event that a black person attacks you because you're white, those statistics are then covered up. Because again, that's part of the power play with the globalist deep state, because they've got 6.5+ billion people that aren't white. And so if you just simply convince them to hate white people, you can have them pull down the first world, and then no one has a chance of getting out of any of this. And now Instagram has a mute white people button appearing on Instagram stories saying, we don't want to hear from white people. White people don't have a right to speech. You can pull up the article about Instagram bans post showing black-on-white crime statistics. And now universities are having major classes that are mandatory about extinguishing whiteness and how whiteness is a bad thing. Imagine, we're having classes about being black being bad. So that's what this is a globalist anti-human system. And we in the West that decided to try to end slavery, we in the West that decided to have a renaissance and a Christian ethos to build up humanity, they use our openness and our goodness to tell us we're not perfect. So we project then onto the third world that they're better than us and they're good people, when they're just as tribal and just as racist or more so than white people have ever been. And it's total naivete. But the whites have been trained to politically bow down to the globalists and politically do whatever they say so they don't get called the mean name, when the very country and system that is empowering the world for human freedom is being destroyed. There's the article, Infowars.com. Instagram censors FBI crime stats graph as hate speech. Show it to them. Blow that up. Scroll down, please. There's what Black Lives Matter is talking about. Right there, you have whites killed by blacks, 9.83%. Blacks killed by whites, 0.77%. That's more than 10 times. That number's 2 years old. Now the numbers are 12 times more likely to be killed by a black person if you're white than if you're a black person killed by a white. Whites killed by whites, 10.22. A higher number than blacks killing whites. Just like you've got blacks killing blacks. Let's show that number. Go back up, please. You've got blacks killed by blacks, 53.94. You've got 5 times black people being killed by black people than white people killing black people. So that's what Black Lives Matter is talking about. Black Lives Matter is about owning blacks and representing blacks and saying that George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, New World Order demon, is a black man, so you can't criticize his agenda or you're anti-black, when it's the Democratic Party literally created to keep slavery going. The Republicans tried to end it when the country was started. And they did end it with the damn Civil War. But in upside-down land, it's the Republicans, because they don't want reparations for slavery. They don't like black people. And you're never going to get those reparations. If they ever have them, the bureaucrats are going to steal 99% of the money and give you a token of it with a bunch of controls over you. Why do you think the Supreme Court ruled that half of Oklahoma belongs to Native Americans? Because there's going to be a consortium of lawyers that come in and take control of half the state now and steal all the money and break the state apart. And it's a model for the rest of the country, because the globalists already have 80% of the West under federal UN control. And now they're going to go into all the old areas where Native Americans sold off their interests or had it taken away and claim you've got a right to it, so they can break up what's left of the country with reparations for Native Americans, which they'll never get. Boy, all that money for Native Americans, as you notice, they're the poorest people out there. Even though per capita they're getting more money than anybody out there, because it's all being siphoned off, it's all being made to keep them under their globalist control. I want to want to talk about all this. I want to take your phone calls. First-time callers, your chance to get involved, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Any topic you want to discuss, you want to attack me, you want to agree with me, you want to ask a question, you got a statement you want to make, this is raw and unfiltered, baby. The New York Times says our callers are fake. Dial the number and find out they're liars. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. What is Trump going to do in the next 91 days? What's the globalist next crisis they're going to create? I'll tell you when we come back. The biggest news of the day. We're fighting for the human future. I know we're going to win. The question is, how bad's it got to get till people really wake up and understand this is the real deal? That I'm completely real. I'm completely obsessed with your future because it's part of my future. And I'm not laying down to people that want me to roll over to die and want me to kill you just because of what color you are. But if they can trick you to come at me because of what color I am, I'll defend myself and I'll be sad when I got to put your ass down. But I'd rather come together and defeat this satanic attack on the planet, which you can all feel and see. Join humanity in a pro-human future. Defeat the serpent.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back live. We're talking about the pro-human future and the globalist onslaught. And again, people have to realize they're in trouble. They have to realize we're under the control of abusers, a giant corporate takeover of liars. And the more we submit, the tighter the noose is going to get around our neck. And they had to have all this censorship of everybody ahead of time before they launched these operations. They didn't just launch Lockstep and Event 201 and the COVID attack because of Trump. They had it on the drawing board 11 years ago in the Rockefeller Foundation. The Davos Group, all of them bragged, we're going to use a bio attack or a simulated attack to bring in planetary control through the health service of the WHO. The Club of Rome wrote about that in 1965 in the different documents they put out for limits to growth and other things that were then adopted by the United Nations. And so I used to read these fantastical statements on air by these people, and people said, that can't be true. Just like when we come out and we go, hey, the official UN website says they're going to bring 600 plus million people by 2050 into the United States. And that whiteness must be ended because whites are bad, and that this will create a global utopia, and they want 200 plus million into France alone because white French are bad and the new identity of France is black. Now, that's a real statement, not just in the UN document, but last year by Macron. You can type in, Macron says France's destiny is African. He wants 230 million or whatever the number was. Now, obviously, any African that's got their head screwed on straight, or any white person, knows they don't like Africans. They're not, France is going to be black. Oh, yeah, right. They're going to flood everything to break society down and create a war to destroy human civilization because the globalists are at war with human civilization. The lockdowns, the Federal Reserve head is in the news going, if we don't lock things down, it's going to hurt the economy. All the numbers show that kills the economy. Again, if we don't shoot you in the head, you might die. If we don't cut your finger off, you might bleed. If we don't pour acid in your eyeballs, Drano, you might have an eye problem. We're going to gouge your eyeballs out with ice picks so you get better vision. You're like that. We need to shut down the economy for the economy right now. That's Associated Press today. You're like, why are they? Because they're just getting you used to just disinfo, so you become learned, helpless, and just give up and roll over. No. They know, though, a certain percent goes wild. And that's what's happened to us. So, I want to go to your phone call starting next segment at 877-789-ALEX. But this is such an incredible time to be alive. They're trying to create a revolution because they know there's a revolution against their anti-human globalist plan. And so they're trying to create it against local government, but it's the mayors and the city council people in the blue cities like Minneapolis and New York and Miami and Portland and Seattle and L.A. and San Francisco that are electing the sons of famous weatherman bombers and who are saying, we won't arrest anybody if they're brown, even committing armed robbery. I don't care if you're black or brown or whatever, white. You get arrested for armed robbery. But they're saying, we the communist, we the globalist. Get the Pelosi clip ready, please. Where she said, it's all collateral damage. She said, we have to take care of our group. That's our ruling elite, not even our minions, who they hate. And everybody else has just got to pay. That is such a systematically evil statement. But when you pull back from it and realize that's who they are, they're just being honest. They're uncloaking. And then it's the Democratic Party and all these weird, old, racist white people like Joe Biden that helped pass the laws, helped write the laws with Hillary, saying black men are like wild dogs, feral super predators that must be kept to heel. Imagine if I said black men need a chain around their neck like a dog that I keep healing right there at my knee. A, I don't believe that. B, I wouldn't, you know, say that, but C, if I did, my life would be over. My career would be over. But when Joe Biden or Hillary does it, oh, or when Margaret Sanger says blacks are subhuman, we got to kill them all, it's we love you so much. Just like Fauci runs the Wuhan lab, lies about it all, puts out nothing but disinformation, gets caught lying about it. Let's play this Pelosi clip where she, well, we hear what she says for herself, that we're all just collateral damage. Who cares what happens to us? She's not talking about even her constituents. She's talking about the globalists and how they're going to do whatever they want because they're in a total war against us. Here it is.
I think that we owe the American people to be there for them.
Oh, yeah.
For their financial security, respecting the dignity and worth of every person in our country. And if there's some collateral damage for some others who do not share our view, well, so be it, but it shouldn't be.
So she presided over offshoring all our jobs, getting us into debt, the lockdown that will probably never come out of it that's wrecked everything. Oh, but she, we need to stand up for the American people when their paid agitators say, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Blow up the police department in Austin, says the official budget. Because, folks, if they can blow up the police station after cutting down all the statues, and then take all that money and give it to their leftist organizations, they're seizing power. And Ilhan Omar said, and then we'll have a new police department under our control. She said it last week. We'll build something wonderful. Oh, like you did in Somalia, lady, and we saved you, and you come here and squat on us and piss in our face? Go to hell, you racist witch. I didn't plug last hour. I'm going to plug right now. Your financial support is obviously the total zeitgeist. We've proven we're in the center of the fight. You are in the center of the fight supporting us. There's not a place you can spend your money that will have a better effect, dollar for dollar, to get the truth out for a pro-human future for all of us who have red blood. But the others can't help you. So, ladies and gentlemen, it just comes down to that. It's common sense. It's what you need to do. We're bringing in enough money to operate. I need a war chest. I need to build serious operations. I've got so many blueprints, so many plans. I'm not bragging. It's been God's blessing and God's discernment. All glory goes to Christ. But let me tell you, we've proven that, like Babe Ruth picks where he's going to hit the ball, and he does it. I will do it, but man, I need baseball bats and balls, folks. It takes money. And thanks to God, your support, we're holding the enemy back, but barely. So we got books and T-shirts and films and water filtration and storable food you need and supplements and the activated charcoal toothpaste with no additives and that's enamel safe, incredibly high quality at InfoWarsStore.com. We had to end the free shipping because we did the numbers and the metrics and we're not making money to fund ourselves with that for now. But we had to stop all the stuff that was selling out. But we are have Ultra 12, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun, Chill Force, Superfilm Vitality, Bioptic Selenium, Extendawise, and others still 50% off. Take advantage of that Reopen America Back to School Special, and it's going to have to end soon. Get your privacy pockets as well at InfoWarsStore.com so you can secure your phones from hackers and the criminals that run our government. Stay with us. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Person to move to the next person. So no need to thank me. No need for me to thank you. We all love each other. Except for callers that may disagree. We're in the fight together. So just get your point. We'll move to the next person. But this is beyond a historic point. This is humanity's destiny being decided right now. And the entire architecture of technology has been designed to make us obsolete, make us domesticated, to then take control of us through social credit scores where the police aren't even needed. The computers and the AI and the digital global government of the big tech system will decide what is acceptable behavior, and then if you don't follow it, you will be basically made a homeless person, and then they will have paramilitary gangs who are on the streets who will beat you to death, and there'll be no police to protect you. And the paramilitary gangs will not attack their own people because they will be followed by a social credit score and will be rewarded for only killing those that are on the globalist hit list. So you've got the Maoist model along with the fascist Nazi model under big tech in their own admissions at Davos. And they believe Xi Jinping, they said 2 years ago, would crush Trump in America. And they said that they would use global crises to do it. So did Fauci. So they're very public about what they've done. It's just that medical doctors try to go on Sinclair Broadcasting and say, hey, Fauci ran the lab, here's the documents, it gets canceled. Or they try to go speak out at a press conference, they get canceled. But that's why InfoWars is so incredibly precious. That's why Band.Video is so incredibly precious, and why I just literally thank God every day that you supported us, that we got crew that was able to build it, working with some different engineers, cobbling it together from around the world, and to still be on air to challenge the New World Order. It is such an important moment. And so please don't take it for granted and share those articles and share those videos at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. It's just really precious what we've all been able to do here together. So praise the Lord. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. We got Preston, Harrison, Adam, Zach, Joe, Rick, Beth, Michaela, Mike, and others. And let's go ahead and talk to Preston in Idaho. Thanks for calling.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
I just listening to Owen a couple weeks ago on the show, he said, he asked, when are we the people going to move against the deep state? They've already declared war on us. We see the math of it. So when is it, they're into symbolism. Why don't we, the people, call on Trump to take military hit teams and take out these people that are committing treason against this country? We know names. And the Bushes. So why are we not using our military hit teams to kick doors, take them into custody, run military tribunals, and have them executed for the treason they've committed against this country?
Well, here's the deal. Historically, when you do things like that, it kind of turns into the thing you were fighting. It's the infrastructure and our own political corruption and our own decadence that has allowed these systems to be set up. What we need is sunlight. We don't need censorship. We need an open, free internet for Americans to debate and decide what they want with public utilities that is the internet. We also then can debate all day who the elites are. If you just say kill the elites, you get a French Revolution that ends up putting the very worst criminals in charge. The Bushes are really bad people, but I mean, who do we stop with? And plus, they don't run anything, really. That's a declining, social-climbing front family. Prescott Bush, the head of the family, the senator over George Herbert Walker Bush and then his son George W., he just simply was one of the top lawyers of Brown Brother Harriman that got a lot of the Nazi money after World War II via Latin America. So that's what made them big wheels in the CIA and things when it was founded in 47. Now his young son was made the head of it because they were able to use that money to then launder it and leverage what is, in today's numbers, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And so even if you know that whole background, we just, oh, the Bushes, they're the ones that run it, get them. When the Bushes are very little involved with Epstein and the Clintons and that whole combine, so it just becomes this thing of, it's the systems of the globalists that have to be dismantled. It's their operations. It's their whole program that must be rejected. We have to kill their ideas, not them. I appreciate your call. It's very primitive because it's very true. We march on the enemy stronghold. We march on Washington. But they're running the operation from space. They're running it from Colorado underground. I mean, it's a whole other issue. We have to get control of the government and then dismantle it in a peaceful way. They want a civil war in the streets. They want us shutting the economy up. They want us killing each other in the process of getting our country back. That's why they launched the civil war. We want to kill them intellectually. But I will tell you, it's too serious an issue for me Not because of safety issues. Because, I mean, Bill Gates is coming at us with deadly vaccines that he says will hurt us and kill us. He says we don't have a choice. And he says he wants to depopulate us. So anyone coming to try to force me to inoculate you or take your job or not let you fly, they're assaulting you. They're imprisoning you for not taking their poison. They're trying to rape you. And so we are crossing into an area where the default does become violence. And the person we would talk about would be the front man of this, Fauci or Bill Gates. That's not my place. And there could be attempts on their lives that turn them into victims. In fact, they're probably going to stage that. That'd be the move I'd pull. So I don't wish any harm upon them physically, but their names should be destroyed by their own statements, their own corruption, their own words. When they go on TV and say, oh, we're victims, people are being mean to us, and they whine and complain, make sure people hate them more. And I almost don't want to come on air and tell them, hey, don't come out on TV anymore. Don't say you don't want to forcibly inoculate us. Don't say there's no digital tattoo, because all your companies are on record pushing it on the same damn channels. But see, they have God complexes. They're a little scared now, which makes them more dangerous. They're not as arrogant. They still think they're going to win. And so, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to die. I don't want Joe Biden to die. I don't want Bill Gates to die. Because they're evil, detached, sketchy puppets of their master, the fallen one. And the Bible tells you, the fallen one, fallen on the planet. And so they're bad puppets. They're weak puppets. They're puppets that we've spent time destroying their names. We've spent time exposing them as the enemy. We've captured their identities now. They think they've captured my identity other way around. He will only make me rise and be even stronger, but that's God's will. And so, no, pray for Bill Gates. That's what Christ told us. Pray for our enemies and pray for God to bring vengeance upon them. I wouldn't want to be Bill Gates late at night. I know people that know all these folks. These people are scared at night. They've got to have people in the room with them to hold their hand. Lady Gaga, all of them. They're all scared. They're all cut off from God. They're so scared. They got into evil. They were born into evil. And now it's all they've got. And they're scared. They're not leaders. Bill Gates isn't a commander. He's not a force. He's a wraith. He's a puppet. He's empty air. He's a tool. He's an extension of evil. We must raise our children. We must say no to the vaccines and no to the masks. We must shop at local companies. We must garden. We must farm. We must ranch. We must shoot. We must fight. We must climb. We must get into power to defend the people from these enemies. Not the statement of, and I've said to the president and factions in the government that don't let China start a war. Don't let the globalists trigger a race war. Don't let them blow up buildings and blame it on us. If there's violence at an intelligence agency level, and the courts are so corrupt in most areas, you have a right under common law and under common sense, the Declaration of Independence, as an arm of the people, because they've already fired shots first. If they came for a war, they're going to get one. We're not going to shoot first. But they already have really shot. But that really is the place of Trump and of the military and of factions inside the intelligence agencies that aren't on a suicide pact with Satan. And so it's not my place to sit here and say who needs to die or who needs to be killed. We've elected President Trump to be the commander-in-chief. We're under a world government, Chi-Com-backed attack to have civil war and death, and it's the president's responsibility to absolutely burn the globalists however he can, releasing their corruption, releasing their evil. Who cares what it does to the stock market? And then when they strike back physically at the president, they need to be dealt with as terrorists. Don't negotiate with terrorists. Deal with them.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Question, a really good point, and I spent the whole segment on it, so let's try to get 4 or 5 callers in this segment. We're showing the order they have been received here. Let's go ahead and go to Michaela in Illinois. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
Hello. Yes. So I just quickly have a point I'd like to make about the releasing of criminals and from the prisons and from the... And while we're locked down. So basically, let me give people a little idea of what they're going to do to you on a more specific level, especially for those of you who are behind all this nonsense and are virtue signaling. Let me give you a little idea of what's going to happen to you once you, once they drag you off to camp, prison, or whatever. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the French Revolution, there's a thing called the September Massacres, in which basically they took all the people that they jailed, including a lot of people who are not guilty of doing anything, people who simply opposed, or maybe people who are just simply there not obeying the diktat of the revolutionary government. They are going to lock your ass up, and then the criminals that they let out, guess what? Those are going to be your new jailers, people. These are the people who are going
to... And that's what the Nazis did. That's what the Soviets did. They all mounted that. You're absolutely right, historically. That's why they're saying we're letting murderers and rapists out of jail, but if you don't wear a mask, you're going to jail. That's just a cover to grab whoever they want.
Yes, and then those criminals that they let out, Guess what? Oh, and this goes for those people protesting, by the way. If you're protesting, guess what? When they're all done, you're going to jail, too. And then guess who? The people that you stood up for, the people that you said, oh, we want justice for these people, they're the ones who are going to be killing you in prison. They're the ones who are going to be massacring you, raping you, whatever is going on, and then it's just going to be like the September massacre.
And by the way, you're absolutely right, sir, because this is a Jacobin communist formula launched by the, this is in history books, folks, the Illuminati launched the French Revolution on record to take total power. And, of course, it ended up with Napoleon as a dictator later.
Look up that, why Irish people, look up the September massacres. See what happened. They mostly got criminals, mostly from the Italian prisons of northern Italy, shipped them into France, and then got them to do their cleaning in the prison. That's what they're importing all these people for. We're not importing the best immigrants. We're importing a lot of lower-class people that even their home countries don't want them. Those are going to be your jail.
No, exactly. They're dumping the criminals out, and now they've got armed gun trucks. We can put that back on screen. Armed gun trucks driving around in Austin pointing guns at people randomly. You go, why? Why point guns at an old lady? It's about power and terror. They're the authority, they're saying. And the city council says blow up the police station. And most of the police in power positions are groveling and signaling because they understand it's part of a larger plan. How do we counter this?
All right, so here's my idea. Number one, the further they go, the harder it is to stand up to them. So right now the mask, like I said, perfect hill to die on. Get people with you. Stop wearing the damn masks. If
I agree. In groups, we should all go in stores and hand out flyers.
There's one more, Alex. There's actually one more.
Keep going, sorry.
I'll throw out real quick. If everyone, go to your phone contacts, copy the link to band out video, choose one contact, send it out, one a day. If let's say 1 million people are listening, if each person does that, each one day, think of how many people you could reach just by the law of X.
No, I totally agree. Let's go back to your genius idea. We should get together as a crew. I should tell listeners, you know, like with 2 hours notice, hey, let's show up at this, say, Walmart. We all go in, we all meet up, and we hand out flyers that we have on the website about how it's all a fraud. And events like that will be seismic. We have to start pushing back.
Yeah, I mean, if not, it's going to end up with what? I guess in France, they killed out of the 20 population of 20 million. They killed five, I think, as a result of the revolution, Napoleonic Wars. Just multiply that on a scale of many now because of what we're capable of technologically.
That's right, because once the Jacobins get control, they then put an emperor in and then conscript everybody, and that's what communists do, and then they try to exploit the nation to take over the planet. And again, National Socialist Hitler was modeling it off communists as well.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it's good to have callers like you that have done their history. How crazy is it? What got you into history, Michaela?
Been into it since I was a very young child. It's fascinating stuff, and then it'll just get you all the more because of how stupid people are not to read it. And now here in Chicago, we have our alderman calling for history classes to be abolished. Why do you think they're doing that?
Because that's right out of 1984. Sorry, go ahead. That's right out of...
Don't want you to know where they come from.
Exactly. I mean, this is 1984 where they abolish history.
And we're having that right here, right now.
God bless you, sir. No, it's incredible. Because ignorance is strength in 1984. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not able to hide out anymore. I know listeners of the show already know this. I mean, they're coming down on us, folks. They think you're so stupid. Fauci and Gates ran the Wuhan lab. They run the major vaccines. They admit it's hurting everybody that takes it. And they say, we're coming. We don't care. And big tech's coming. They don't care. They think you're done. They think you're going to roll over. And now they're on NBC News saying, get rid of history classes. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Unbelievable. This is a war on reality. All right, let's go to another caller who's been holding longest now. That'd be Joe in Indiana. Joe, thanks for calling.
Alex, nice to speak with you. I just want to plug for your product real quick. I bought one of your T-shirts. It's phenomenal, man. It fits great. It's very, very comfortable. And design, it's an eye-catcher, man. I got one of the Space Force ones, and I'm looking forward to buying this next Bessie Ross Flag Eagle job you got going on.
Well, thanks for keeping us in the fight, brother. That's all I want to do, stay in the fight. And without you guys spending money with us, we're dead. And but your word of mouth is even more important.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to talk about something that came across me real quick. I'm here in Indiana, the heartland of America. And I haven't been going into spots that, you know, require face masks. Obviously, they're not good for us. So I've been going to places like my local Amish store and stuff like that. They're very happy to see me.
Oh, that's the answer. This shows that shopping with the big guys is death. We have to shop local. We have to build that economy.
Yep, absolutely. So I had to unfortunately submit and put that mask on because I had to go to a clinic. I had a really awful rash, so I had to go. And I go in there, and I'm walking into the store. It's one of those clinics in the store type of deal. I'm walking into the store, and I realize how much this is conditioning us to take the mark of the beast. Because before I would not go, and then I go and I submit it, and you're like, oh, now you have the pleasures of the entire store that the Amish market doesn't have. Because I submitted to put that mask on. And next, after this mask, it's going to be something else.
It's going to be a contact tracing app that's already on your phone, whether you like it or not. They made the agreement 6 months ago. They already tested it in China 2 years ago. And it's going to be forced inoculation. And it is forced. They make you take it to get on a plane, get on a bus, have a job.
Yep, and to talk about your first caller, he seemed very irritable and not really sure on how to go. He's very upset about it. I got to tell him that what we need to do is be in prayer because God's going to lead us through this. And we need to be in prayer for our leaders, and we need to be in prayer for the pastors of our churches to lead us. And I with the last call, what she said about a meetup, that is a terrific idea. And we need to get that throughout the entire country, and we need to do what he said about dropping a message with the Bandai video to one contact that is a fantastic idea also. And I just want to thank you guys for what you guys do. And I want people to remember there were many warriors and battles that were in the Bible that God helped conquer. And we need to be sure that we're on the right side.
That's right. God bless you, sir. Now, the top of DrudgeReport.com is where we told you all this was going. The top of DrudgeReport.com. Electronic tags in Singapore to enforce quarantine and monkey see, monkey do. We saw communist China that's killed 115 million of their own people, board up windows, shoot women at checkpoints, drones policing the public. Oh, we better have that. That's what you do when the pneumonia happens. And then they lie about it and they exaggerate it. And so now we're being told, oh, the answer is Singapore. We all have to wear little bracelet tracker chips that track where we go, what we do. And then it's so much easier now. It's just on your phone. But you better have it or it's 6 months in jail. And again, Singapore was set up by the British Empire with the communist Chinese. It is a model of tyranny even beyond China. It is an island beta test. Meanwhile, a Kentucky couple on house arrest for not signing positive COVID-19 self-isolation order. And again, all the tests are completely fake. If you've ever had the flu or a cold, the last decade on average, it will show up as false positive. They designed it. So the more they test, what do Democrats say? Testing, testing, testing to get false positives. And to get deaths, ventilators, ventilators, ventilators. And they give you $52,000 to say it's COVID and ventilate, even though that kills you, the studies show, because they want the death numbers. And it's all an example of will you human sacrifice? Will you march off the edge of a cliff? Will you stampede over a gorge? Will you submit to their idiocy and suspicion? In what you know and be a virtue signaler and wear the mask because you're a hero. As I covered last hour, the big article at GatewayPundit.com. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials on how best to persuade Americans to take COVID-19. They say they will embarrass you. They'll make people angry at you. They will guilt you. Trust in science. Trust in lies. Trust in frauds. We're going to start the next hour and I'm going to go to a ton of your calls. Up next, Mike in New York. Ben. Beth in California, Zach in Kentucky, Harrison in Oklahoma, Danny and so many others back in 2 minutes. I mean, it's all here, folks. How did I tell you 6 months ago that they'd have re-lockdowns and then call for chips? Because it's all in the battle plan. It's all in lockstep. It's all in Event 201. It's all laid out. We just have to look at what the evil overlords are doing and say no.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.